Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina Mara, and I'm delighted to invite Ciara McCarthy-Nolan into studio. Ciara, how are you?
I'm doing good, yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Now, this is a bit of a mad one, because we go way back.
A long way back.
A long, long, long way back. I haven't seen you since about, I'd say, fourth year in secondary school.
Yeah.
When you went moved to a different school, but we were in class together when we were only 12 and 13.
We were, yeah.
Isn't it mad to think back?
It's crazy.
And the school trips that we went on,
yeah.
And the laughs that we had. And here you are in front of me.
Here
because,
I am.
You know, the way, despite if you don't see somebody for years and years, you think that you kind of still talk to them because of social media, I guess.
Yeah.
And we've been friends on Facebook for years. And I noticed something that you put up this week, and I said, I have to get Ciara on the show. So talk to me. You've recently kind of started sharing a bit about your life on social media and on TikTok in particular as well. What's been going on with you?
Well, I started doing TikTok there about 2 months ago, and I just basically started sharing my life and sharing things that have happened to me and my weight loss in particular.
So this is something that really kind of broke my heart, because you put up a picture there during the week and it was of yourself 6.5 stone ago. You've lost a huge amount of weight. You look brilliant.
Thank you.
You look, but like, it's not about looking brilliant. It's about feeling well and all the rest. This is something that you've spoken about before as well, the struggle with the weight, and I'm the same, the exact same, the struggle with the weight.
Always
struggling. You can look at a slice of bread and gain 0.5 stone.
Absolutely.
I think some people are just made that way, and I am certainly. You decided that you were going to change this.
Yeah.
You've done all the diets. You've done
everything.
You've joined everything.
All the Slimming Worlds, all the Weight Watchers, all of that. I've done all of it.
You've done all of it.
All the not eating properly, all the portion control, all of that. But when I was at my heaviest, I was 25 stone, so exercise was quite hard. It was quite difficult to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tried all the different diets, basically everything that I could think of. I have no thyroid. I had it removed, and I have PCOS, which work against
weight loss.
So
all these factors were all playing against you, really, weren't
absolutely,
they?
Absolutely, yeah.
So what made you decide to look into this incredible weight loss injections that a lot of people, like so many people, and it's changed their lives, really, hasn't it? So,
yeah.
So many people are around the world. Which one did you start taking?
First of all, I started taking Ozempic, and that didn't agree with me at all. And then I went on to one called Trulicity, which I lost 2 stone on. And then that stopped working for me, so I stopped taking it. And then I found out about Mounjaro, which wasn't available here at the time. I started it in October, and since I started that, I've lost 4.5 stone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And can you feel in yourself? Do you feel like...
different, yeah.
Like a different person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That my confidence is coming back. I'm feeling a bit more like myself. Yeah, definitely.
You wouldn't have dreamt of doing a radio interview.
Absolutely not. Let alone anything else. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So the Ozempic, talk to me about that. It didn't agree with you. What was it that didn't agree with you?
I had a bad reaction to Ozempic. I ended up in A&E a couple of times with it, and my specialist told me to stop taking it.
Okay, yeah. Because you do hear some people have absolutely no side effects whatsoever, and then others,
yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
So it didn't put you off, though. You continued looking for something that would suit you.
Yeah.
And the Mounjaro seems to be the one that my friend Paddy, who actually featured in that RTE documentary,
yeah,
about, he is also doing the Mounjaro. I think he's 7.5 or 8 stone down.
He's
now.
He's doing fantastic.
Yeah, you probably know Paddy.
I know of Paddy.
Yeah,
from TikTok and Instagram and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're taking something like that, how does that work? I mean, do you have to completely change what you're eating, or does it make you feel fuller, or what is it? How does it work?
Well, it kind of works in a way that you stop thinking about food as much. I suffer from binge eating, so that's a very big part of how I gain the weight.
Yeah.
And the Mounjaro really, really helps me to control that and to not think about food and to not need food in a way that I would have used it in the past.
Yeah. I think with food, it's very much, I'm an emotional eater.
Same.
If I'm happy, I'm eating. If I'm sad, I'm eating. If you upset me, forget it. Like, I'm eating everything, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's a really tricky one, because I don't drink alcohol, and I just wonder, is it similar to, you know, an alcoholic wanting to have...
Well, I think it is.
A bottle of wine or whatever.
Yeah. I think it is. And I think food can be an addiction. I think that is something that isn't talked about enough. Just like I think binge eating as a disorder isn't talked about enough. I think that that it definitely is like an addiction for sure.
And the binge eating, if you have the stuff, and I know certainly in my house, if the stuff is there...
It'll be eaten. Absolutely.
So it's about not having it there as well. And hopefully not living close to a shop.
I do live close to a shop.
Oh no.
But I do my best.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working.
Okay. So have you had to cut out the nice things?
I don't cut out the nice things. If I want something nice, I do have something nice.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the restriction is too much sometimes and can make it even worse, can make the want for a binge even worse. So if I have, say, one small nice thing, I'm not going to go to the shop and buy 15 small nice things and eat them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It's controlled.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then this injection is making you feel... Now that's enough, because it tells your brain,
absolutely,
you're full now and you've had your treat and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Whereas before, you don't really feel full, you could keep on going. So God, that must have really changed the way you shop and everything, is it?
Did,
in terms
yeah.
of like the amount of things that you need to buy in your groceries.
Yeah, obviously the grocery prices have all gone up, so the bills is still higher. But definitely changed the way I shop, changed the way I cook, changed everything.
And is it expensive to use this injection?
It is. It's very expensive. I know a lot of people get it from the north because it's slightly cheaper from up there, but it is expensive, yeah.
And you're not entitled to get it for free?
You're not entitled to it on any free, no.
Because in the UK, I think a lot of people get it, don't they?
Yes, they do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you're taking something like that, is it under supervision or are you kind of just left to it? Or like, have they told you need to be taking this for X amount of time, or is it kind of forever?
Well, I think in my case, it'll probably be forever.
Okay.
I think when I hit somewhere where I'm happy, I'm not putting a number on where I'll be happy. But when I hit wherever I'll be happy, I'd like to drop down a dose or two because I'm on quite a high dose, which here, if you go up a dose, it's more expensive. So it gets more and more expensive the doses you go up. So I'd like to drop down a couple of doses to keep maintenance. But yeah. I think I'm a lifer.
And it's also, I don't know, do you know when people are trying to lose weight, it can become sometimes obsessive.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's become that for you, or is it now just it's there in the background and it's looking after you?
Yeah, it's looking after me. It's the thing that I do to take care of myself. It's one of the things I do to take care of myself, but it's there and it takes care of it for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The video that you put up, Ciara, was talking about how you felt awful looking at the photograph from whenever it was last year. When was that photo taken?
That was about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, a year and a half ago. You felt that you didn't almost recognise that girl in that picture and you just did not look after her.
Yeah.
And that made you feel terrible guilt.
Yeah. This was me 6.5 stone ago. I still have a lot to lose, don't get me wrong. But this girl up here deserves so much better than I gave her. So much better. She deserved love, she deserved care, she deserved everything. And I didn't give it to her. And I feel awful about that. I really do. I sometimes still feel like this girl up here. A lot of the time still feel like I am this girl up here. Well, I am on the inside, but I still feel like I look like this girl up here. And I didn't like this girl up here at all. I didn't like her one bit. From you guys and from TikTok and from being able to put myself out there and talk to you guys and do the things that I now do. This girl up here never would even dream of doing that. But I've gained so much confidence, and a lot of that is down to you guys. I know I have to give myself some credit because I put myself out there. And I know that you put yourself out there to be judged. But this girl up here, she loved the same. She cared the same. She worried the same. And she didn't get what she deserved. Not from me, anyway. And I really want to say sorry to her because she didn't deserve that.
Because when you think of your health and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It just basically what happened with me is in 2019, two very bad incidences happened to me one after the other. And I went into quite a big depression and that spurred the binge eating even more. And that's where I stopped taking care of myself completely. And that's where the weight came from. The weight just grew and grew and grew and grew.
And that's all it takes. It can be just something that happens in your life.
Yeah.
And throws you this curveball.
Yeah.
A next thing.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, you look great.
Thank you.
You really look great. And it's so nice to see you.
It's great to see you too.
After all these years. I know we always say it, but can we not leave it so long?
Let's please, yes.
Do you know
please.
The way people always say, we must meet up, we actually must meet up.
Yeah.
In a normal way, not when we're sitting in a radio studio. I think you look great.
Thank you.
And you're doing brilliant.
Thank you.
And keep on going.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah. It's lovely to see you. Thanks, Ciara.
No problem at
all. Cheers. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.